This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Stacey Risley.
Hello, friends and neighbors. Welcome to North Atlanta's Good Neighbor Podcast. Today, we have Jody Halpert with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services. Hi, Jody. How are you?
I'm great, Stacey. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so happy to have you on. Jody, for those of you listening, is the expert contributor for real estate in the Dunwoody Neighbors publication. So I'm excited to have her on to introduce her to all of you. And then hopefully she'll be back to share her expertise with us in the future as well. Well, Jody, we're going to go ahead and get started and have you tell us about your business.
Awesome. So I am a realtor in Dunwoody, Sandy Springs, Brookhaven, Buckhead, sort of, I call it at the perimeter. I actually like to call myself a real estate consultant because I like it when people call me in between transactions, not when just when they want to buy and sell property. I like advising on renovations and home improvements and the market and referring vendors and contractors. That's really enjoyable for me. I've been doing this 22 years and my business is almost all referrals, which is fun because then I get to spend my time helping my clients and not selling myself to them.
Yeah. Well, when you have a referral-based business, you know, you're doing a good job. That's great. Well, tell us about your journey into real estate.
So I went to the University of Georgia, graduated with a marketing degree, and then I went to graduate school for graphic design and hated being stuck behind a computer. So my dad suggested I get my real estate license and he offered to pay for it. This was in like 2000. And I sort of fell into real estate. I was going to do some freelance work and help a neighbor who was a realtor, just doing some almost assistant type of contract to close business. And I fell in love. So here I am 22 years later.
Well, that's a great story and a lot of experience there 22 years later. That's great. Well, Jody, are there any myths or misconceptions about real estate that you would like to clear up with our listeners today?
Yes, there's a lot of myths in the real estate industry. So one is that selling real estate is easy. And there's a lot more to it than helping people buy and sell homes, going into beautiful homes, design ideas, loving HGTV. There's a lot of personal communication. There's a lot of networking. There's a lot of negotiation. There's a lot of strategy. There's a lot of marketing. So there's just a wide breadth of skills that go behind behind the process of selling homes. The other one is about timing the market. You know, everyone's always wondering, is this a good time to sell? Is this a good time to buy? And it's kind of always a good time because real estate over the years always appreciates. You know, markets are cyclical, things go up and down. But as someone who sold through the 2006-2007 recession, things were still going on. People still had to buy homes. People still had to move. So, yeah.
So there's no bad time. We've got to, yeah.
Correct. And part of what I love about what I'm doing and why I call it real estate consulting is I'm not pushy. And I love when people call me and we discuss their individual situation and we decide whether it's a right time for them to make a move, to sell their home, to buy investment property, you know, whatever their goals are that we're trying to achieve. I'm the first to tell them if I don't think that the current time is right for their goals.
Yeah. Well, and that's, I think just a huge important thing, you know, with trusting your real estate, you know, agent that you're going to have someone that's going to be honest with you and transparent. And if it's not the the best idea, you know, that you'll let them know that and they can trust you to do that. One thing I'll just throw this in with Jody, as I mentioned earlier, she's the expert contributor for Dunwoody Neighbors. And every single month there's a new testimonial statement, you know, that comes in with her campaign that month. And these testimonial statements are fantastic. I mean, you have a lot of fans out there for sure that you've helped a lot of people in the community, you know, find the right time for them and the good, you know, just a really great reputation. And I'm proud to have you as our expert. We're going to shift gears for just a minute and let's get to know Jody behind the scenes. So when you're not working, what are you doing for fun?
Well, for those of you that know real estate agents, we do real estate for fun. Actually, it feels like we're always working. But when I am not working, which is infrequent, I love to travel. And actually, people always joke because my husband loves to tag me in our travel photos working because I work all over the world. So it's really great. But we love to go to, you know, neat places. And we've gone to a lot of special places. So hanging out with friends, traveling, those are my two main hobbies.
Good ones to have. Well, we'll shift gears again and go into something a little more serious. So is there a life challenge or, you know, hardship that you have faced at some point that you can say now for having been through that difficult experience that you're stronger and better for it today?
Well, that is a yes. I am a cancer survivor. I had breast cancer in 2017, and I went through an aggressive form, triple negative breast cancer. And I went through a very, very difficult 6 months, 4 months of chemotherapy, 3 surgeries. And it was a challenge for sure. And I worked through it. Actually, interestingly enough, 2017 was my best year ever. But I do think that the stress probably didn't help with the cancer. But I feel like I've come through on the other side, and I love helping people. So if anyone's ever listening to this and is going through something similar and wants to talk, you can always call me.
Well, I bet that was a difficult time, and I really appreciate you being willing to share that with us. And it's not always easy to talk about hardships and struggles, but once you have come through the other side and your willingness to be there for other people who may be going through something similar, is very kind. Is there anything else that you would like our listeners to know about you or your business?
I am an Atlanta native. I've been here my whole life. I grew up in Sandy Springs and I live in Dunwoody, and I love this city and I love real estate, and I'm always happy to help anyone with their real estate needs. So please feel free to reach out.
I love that you're an Atlanta native. That's a huge plus. I'm also an Atlanta native. And, there really don't seem to be many of us that were really actually truly Atlanta natives. But I would imagine in your industry, that's also very helpful because you would know better than anyone the area since you've been here your whole life. Well, if our listeners want to reach out and learn more or to contact you, what is the best way for them to get in touch with you, Jody?
Well, my website is Jody Halpert, Jodi Halpert, Halpert.com. And my phone number is 404-513-5151.
Well, I can give my personal recommendation to Jody. I think that she's outstanding. She's very active here in Dunwoody and around the perimeter, or at the perimeter, as you said earlier. So an Atlanta native who's definitely going to take care of you. She comes with amazing referrals. So very happy to have you on, Jody. I look forward to having you back on. We discuss an expert article next time.
Thanks so much for having me, Stacy. It was great.
It's been an absolute pleasure. That's all for today's episode, Atlanta. I'm Stacy Risley with the Good Neighbor Podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting the local businesses and nonprofits of our great community.
Thanks for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast North Atlanta. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpnorthatlanta.com. That's GNP northatlanta.com or call 470-946-7007.